Rabbi Gamliel, Emkei Mishisha Yoledis Mishabeches. He holds no, after the lady gave birth, she's worth more. If you buy an Isha to work, so she works better when she's not pregnant. When she's pregnant, she can't work so much. The Isha is worth more, sold at a higher price after she gives birth. So how do you tell the difference? What did the Mevlodis are? Ela rather, Shomanes of Lodis, Kamehen Yofin. You have to evaluate the kid itself. How much would a person buy this kid for? For nice and labal, and you have to give the money, the baal of the Demei Vlodis is the father. The Yemein labal, let's say the father died already, nice and liyosha, if it doesn't go to the mother, but it goes to the yoshim of the father. This is the Gzeras HaKosa, the Pasuk says, the money goes to the Av. Hoysa shivcha, let's say she was a shivcha, for the shtach when she became freed, a giyaris, or she was a guy, she became a giyaris, potter. Then you don't have to pay Demei Vlodis. Rashi Kleima, Hoysum Shachreras like Yeros Nesuy Leger, Oliyevim Meshukhru, Vien Labal, Shemeis, Potter, the Amas of Nisseger, Shemeis, Vien Layoshim Zocha. Now the case here is what happened, that she was a Shivcha, she was a Meshachreras, or she was a Geyeris, married to a Ger, or married also to a Nevim Meshukhru. The Pshat is they have no Yoshim. So in the case when the husband died already, so who does the money go to? To the Yoshim, there's no Yoshim of a Ger. Therefore the Mazik has a right to keep the money, therefore the Mazik is Potter. In other words, the Tchiv only has to go to the husband. If the husband is not there and has no Yorshim, he was a Ger, so then the Mazik has a right to keep the money. He doesn't have to pay it to her. The Torah says the money goes to the father. If the father is not here, there's no Yorshim, it stays by the Mazik. So the Torah says, Taima de Miskavon de Chaveroi. Why is the Behemoth Potter? Because he had come on to hit his friend. Ha Miskavon de Yishim Mishal de Mevlodis. But if an animal had come on to hit a pregnant lady, then the Baal Asher has to pay the Mevlodis. The Chur Lehmat, he has to go to the Ravada Barabbas to be a kasher on him. The Yom Ravada Barabbas, Shavorim, should have scabbed the leash of Turim and Mevlodis. He says, no, even if a Shur had Kabonah to hit the pregnant Isha, still the Baal Asher has put it for the Mevlodis. So it's not like our Mishnah. Rashi said, yeah. Omaloch Ravada Barava, who are the in the Afil Niskavon the Isha? No, could be Pshan al Mishnah, even if the Shur had Kabonah to kill the Isha, to hit the Isha, he'll be put, not Mipturim, with Mevlodis. Or Tony the since it wants to say the chiddush by a man, it says it's chaim chiddush by a behema. But really, by a behema, it's potter in all cases. Amar Papa, shor shenogach as a shivcha, v'yotzi lodeh mishal de mevlodis. A shor that hit a pregnant shivcha, you have to pay the mevlodis. My time, chamarto meyavrato biyamu the yazik. Even though a shor is potter from the mevlodis, that's by regular bas Yisrael. But by a shivcha, she's like a chamor. So it's like you did damage to somebody's chamor, you have to pay for the damage. The Yom HaKor, the Pasuk says, Shvu lechem po yem ha-chamor, v'dashes am ha-doyim le-chamor. A shivcha kenant is called like a chamor. See if your animal hits a pregnant lady and makes a mafil, you don't have to pay for the Demei Vlodis. But when your animal hits a shivcha is like a chamor. So just like you damage a chamor, you have to pay the damage of the chamor. The same thing here, you have to pay the Demei Vlodis, you damage the chamor. Alright, we'll stop. You're holding that mem test somer aleph. You're by two dots, by the big line. So it says, Ketzad Mishalom Demei Vlodis. So the Mishnah explains, how do you pay Demei Vlodis? If somebody hits a pregnant Isha, and the Vlad comes out, how do you pay Demei Vlodis? So Maris Takasho, Demei Vlodis is called only the domim, the value of the Vlad, Shvach Vlodis Miboilei. The Mishnah should have said, how do you pay for the Shvach? The shvach means how much the pregnant Isha itself got worth more. Like the Mishnah says, how do you evaluate it? The Tanakhama says, you shots up, you evaluate the Isha, how much she's worth now when she was pregnant, and how much she's worth when she's not pregnant. So it's called like the shvach, how much she gained on the deal. That's what the Mishnah should have said. So Mar says, Hochina Mikoma, this is true, this is what the Mishnah means to say. Ketzad Mishalem Demei Vlodis, Ushvach Vlodis. How do you have to pay for the value of the Vlad itself? With the shvach, how much the Vlad made the Isha worth more? That Shomen as Isha, we evaluate the Isha, Kamihi Yofo Achila Yoda, how much she is worth until she gave birth, for Kamihi Yofo Mishi Yoda, and how much she's worth now after she gave birth. So the difference, that's called the Demei Vlodis, that's how much you have to pay the Baal, the husband. At the post it says you have to give it to the Baal, to receive Baal Isha, the money goes to the Baal Isha. Then the Mishnah says that Omer Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. Rav Shimon ben Gamliel says, Im kain mishisha yoledes mishabeches. You should know an isha is worth more after she gives birth than before she gives birth. Because see, tain is like it's a sakona. A pregnant isha, she's the sakona how she's going to give birth or not. So people won't want to buy her. She's not worth so much. Adarabba. After she gives birth, then she's worth more. So how could that be called the shvach vlad? So Mara says, my kama, what does it mean to say? Omar rab hochi kama. The rabbi says, this is what Rabbi Shimon Gamliel meant to say. V'chi isha mishabechas koyim shetelet yoyse milacha shetelet. Is a pregnant isha worth more now when she's pregnant, more than after that she gives birth? V'lo isha mishabechas liacha shetelet yoyse mikoyim shetelet. He holds no, that an isha is worth more after she gives birth than before she gives birth. Because before she gives birth, there's a sakona involved. People won't want to buy her. So he holds just the opposite. The isha is worth more afterwards. So Ella rather, according to Shimon ben Gamliel, how do you pay for the Dmei Vlodis? Ella rather, Shomen es HaVlodis. You evaluate how much the Vlad itself would have been worth, how much somebody would have paid just for the Vlad, for the kid. V'noisnen labal. And this much money you have to pay to the husband. Mora says, Tanya Nami Hochi. We learned like this also. Tanya Nami Hochi. V'chi isha mishabechas koydim shetelet yoyse milacha shetelet. Is an isha worth more, pregnant isha before when she's still pregnant? Is she worth more than after she gives birth? V'halo isha mishabechas liacha shetelet yoyse mikoydim shetelet. No, an isha is worth more after she gives birth than before she gave birth. Ella rather, how do we evaluate the Vlad, the Vlodos? Ella Shomem as HaVlodos, we evaluate how much the Vlad itself would be worth. V'noistin Labal. And this by itself we give to the Baal. This goes to the Baal. Yeah. Rav Omar, Ravi says, Rav Omar, Hochi Ketoni. This is what the Mishnah means to say. V'chi isho, l'misha yoledes mishabeches, v'yein liyatzmo b'shvach Vlodos klum. Like, is the whole value of the Vlad only like the pregnant isha is how much the Vlad is worth inside her? Like, isn't she herself also worth more? Like, she herself also got worth more. Her goof became better. Rav says again, Rav says like this. This is why we learned. V'chi isha l'misha yeledes mishabeches v'yein liyatzmo b'shvach lodes. Is the pshat from pain d'mei v'lodes. Does that only go to the Vlad itself and not she herself? Like, doesn't she herself also become, have a more value to her? So Rashi says like this, V'chi l'mi she'isha yeledes, l'mi she'zoch se'toyra d'mei v'lodos, yavina nami shvach d'mei nafcha. Like, who receives the money of the value of the kid? The Torah says it goes to the father. But when the Vlad is inside the Isha, that the Isha is worth more because she's pregnant, it's not only because of the Vlad inside her, but Lamaisa, her body also became worth more. She herself became bigger by herself. So Rashi says, Dmei Navcha, she Dmei Gufo Miss Alin. Even her body itself got bigger, is worth more now. Hovadai Shvach, Dmei Navcha, Machmas Gufo Nami Yossi. Venezuku, the person, when he knocked out the pregnant, the baby, not only did he ruin the baby, but he also ruined her also. She is also worth more now when she's pregnant. So why do we say the whole difference of the value? How much a pregnant isha is sold over isha that's not pregnant? All that value is called the Dmei Vlodis. Goes to the husband, that's how much the Vlad is worth. Why? That value is not only because of the Vlad, but it's her also. She herself became worth more. So if so, all the money should not go to the husband. She should get some of it also. That's the Gemara's kash. That's what Rava says. Hokikatoni. V'chi isha l'mishi yoledes mishabachas. Only does the Vlad, is that the only thing that makes her better now? V'yein liyatzma mishrach lodes klum. She doesn't have any value. Her body also became worth more. Ela rounded as far as like this. Shomen es havlodois v'noistin labal. Taka true. We shots up how much the Vlad itself is worth. And that much you give to the husband. Oh, shvach vlodis. But how much the shvach of the vlodis? Means how much her body was value, has more value to it now. The fact she's pregnant, that her whole body became bigger. On that chokin, that type of the divide between the husband and the isha, it's called both have a share in that loss. So therefore, that type goes to both, to the isha and to the husband. but the demei, how much the vlad itself is worth, that goes to the husband. This Gemara says, Tanya Nam Yach, we learn like this also, that Omer Shimon Ben Gamliel, V'chi isha l'mishi yoledes mishabachas, v'yein liyatzma b'shvach v'lodes klum. Does an isha, the vlad, only have its own value, the vlad itself's value, and not that she herself became worth more? Havad the hubbari also became worth more. So when you did hezek there, when you ruined the kid, you ruined her also. So some of the money should go to her. Ella rather shomin nezek b'fnei atzmai the only atzma b'shvach was klum. Ella rather like this shomin nezek b'fnei atzmai. How much she got ruined, she got damaged, that you value by itself, and that money goes to her. Like Rashi says, haino kichash haguf. How much her body itself became worth less. Machmas maka. How much weaker she became. Now she became weak because of this hit that you gave her. Udumehab chusim. And therefore she's worth less now. Mishoisa rekonis. Then she would have been empty. A strong isha. So therefore how much she's worth less now because she became weak of your hit. That's called nezek. You have to pay her. Vitzar bifnei atzmai. So a man did this, a man is chayiv in dalat dvorim, he has to pay for the pain. He has to pay how much pain she had from this hit. Then, v'shomen es havlodis. We evaluate how much the vlodis by themselves is worth. V'noisnen labal. And that tackle goes to the husband. Now, shvach vlodis, how much the body, her body became bigger and worth more because there was a kid inside it, that we say chokin. That both get half and half. Half goes to the husband, because half of that is because of the vlad, and the other half goes to her, because it's called, she had this loss. That's called her loss, that goes to her. So that's what this, according to this pshat, that's what Shimon Gamliel is saying. So according to this pshat now, it's not like we said before, not like the Mishnah says. Now we're going, when Anisha's pregnant, she is worth more, and her body also becomes worth more, that she gets half and the husband gets half. For the Gemara, so Kasha the Rav Shimon Gamliel, Ad Rav Shimon Ben Gamliel. It's a steer on Rav Shimon Gamliel. And our Mishnah before we learned that he holds Anisha is not worth more when she's pregnant. Just the opposite. After she gives birth, then she's worth more. But when she's pregnant, it's a sakana. Maybe she'll die, so she's not worth that much. And here Rav Shimon Gamliel is agreeing, no, that there is a shvach. She's worth more, and the shvach even goes to her. So Gemara says, I'll tell you, like Kasha is no steer. Kan bimav keres. It depends if the first time she's giving birth or not. The first time she's giving birth, then it's a sakana. Then Rav Shimon Gamliel says she's not worth so much. People are afraid to buy her because the first time she's giving birth, it's a sakana. And later he's talking about the second or third time. If it happened already one time, then people are not afraid to buy her. Then the opposite. Lamaisa, her body is bigger. Since her body is bigger, she's worth more now. People will pay more for her. So when a body is worth more, that's the chiddush. Shimon Gamliel says that how much the vlad itself is worth, that true goes to the husband. But her body gets worth more because it's bigger, that they have to divide. That's called you damaged her and you damaged the kid, therefore that they divide her, both get equal. Now the Gemara says, V'rabbonin, the Amr that they say, Shvach Vlodis, Nami Labal, they say, no, the Rabbonin, arguing Shimon Gamliel says, no, all the Shvach. Any way that the body of the Isha became more value, all goes to the husband, it's all because of the vlad. My time, what's the reason? Why? I look her, it's her body that got bigger. So part of the shvach is because of her body got bigger. So why does it go to the husband? It should go to her. So Masal Kretznan, like we learned, Mimash Moshenema, since the Pasuk says, V'yotza Yelodeho, that if somebody hits a pregnant Isha, and she's maple, she has a miscarriage, a kid comes out. Is any a day a shihara? If it says the kid comes out, don't I know that she was pregnant? If so, matam and loy mahara. Why does the pasuk have to say that she was pregnant? It's an extra word. So Gemara says, loy malach, this comes to teach us that shvach hiroyin labal, that any value more that the isha became because of the pregnancy, even though it's her body that became bigger, that's worth more now, still all that money goes to the husband. If somebody damaged her, so all the damage goes to the husband, he's zeichrin it. Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, hai horo, my darish bay. Rav Shimon ben Gamliel argues and says no. It says that how much her body itself got worth more goes to her. So what does he do with the word horo? So it says, mi boy lele katanyim, like we learned, that Rav Lezer ben Yaakov oimer, li oilom ein oichayiv ad sheyaka kineged beis haroyim. The Torah is telling us, like, when is this man chayiv? to pay the Dmei Vlodis, only if he hit the pregnant Isha near her stomach, in the place near where she's pregnant. And Amar Papa Loi Tema, don't say Keneged Beis Haroyin Mamish, doesn't have to mean Mamish, just the opposite of a womb, just by your womb itself, El or rather, Kol Hecha De Solik Beis Shichma Levlad. Any place that if you hit her, you like hurt the kid. Then what does that mean? Her whole body, it just means Lafuka Yad Varego Deloi. It means if you hit her on her thigh, on her feet, or you hit her on her arm, and because of that she has a miscarriage, then you're not chayif for the Dmei Vlodis. That's not called you hit the kid. That's called you hit her. And that was gerim that she should be mappled, and that you put her from the Dmei Vlodis. Therefore, the Torah says the word hora, you only chayif if you hit her on her body, where it's considered like hitting the kid itself. Therefore, you chayif for the Dmei Vlodis. Okay. Then the Mishnah says, Hoysa shivcha v'nishtachra giyuris pota. If let's say the shivcha that became freed, so most probably she marries also an eved that was free, and then if he died, so lamaisa and you hit this pregnant isha, so the money now is supposed to go to the husband. If the husband died, there's no yarshim. He's a ger or he's an eved meshuch. He has no yarshim. Therefore, you have a right to keep it. That's what the Mishnah says. If the husband died already, you got to give it to his yarshim. But if there's no yarshim where the husband was a ger or an eved meshuchar, then you keep it. Omar Rabbi says, we're talking about that you hit this pregnant lady when she still had a husband. This geyeris married a ger, like Rashi, most probably a geyeris marries a ger, and most probably a shivcha meshuchar marries an eved meshuchar. So we're talking about now that when you hit the pregnant isha, her husband was still alive. So therefore, right now the chiyuv is supposed to go to the husband. Therefore, the chiyuv on the chovo bo b'chaya ger, since when you hit this isha, the ger was still alive, is zocha bo ger. Therefore, it's like you owe the money to the ger, to the husband. That's what the Torah says. You have to pay to the chsiv Baal Isha. The money goes to the father. Now, the chivan the mesa ger, later if the ger dies, so zochabu min hager. You, the mazik, have a right to keep the money from the ger. It's like you owe the money to the ger now, and the mesa ger has no yorshim, so when he dies, whoever comes and is zecher in the money has a right to keep his money. So if you didn't even pay him the money yet, you have a right to keep this money. Abba, but what's going to be? Let's say first the husband died and she was pregnant, and now somebody hits her and she's mapple, she has a miscarriage. Now she herself gets the money. When there's no husband around, then the money goes to her. So now you have to pay her. The masik has no way out. She's still alive. So you have to pay her the money. That's what Rabbi learns. Omer Rabbi Chizda says, Mori dechi, like the Rashi says, Baal Shmu Azu, who's the one that said over this halacha, he didn't like it. Like he said to say, lesson like Metagim dechi, I mean, Oto Vlodos Tsrorininu, is the kids like pebbles, Vezachi Behu, that she should be Zeicher in it. Like what kind of swar is that? So Rashi says, Tsrorininu, Kshari Moyus, Ksafimain, Shatiska Ben Menehevka, is a call like money, that whoever wants it could be Zeicher with Menehevka, what kind of swar is that? Ella rather as far as like this. Isi lebal zoch le'rachmona. If the husband is alive when you hit the pregnant isha, so the terrorist says the money's supposed to go to the husband. Le'se lebal loy. But when there's no husband, if the husband died first, now lemaisa you don't have to pay the money to nobody. Rabbi said that if you hit the pregnant lady after the husband died, I mean, if the husband died first, and then you hit the pregnant lady, so since there's no husband now, the money's supposed to go to the mother. That's what Rabbi says. Rav Chizda argues a no. Why does she get this money? There's no din. You can't sell this money. It's a special schus. The Torah says that when you kill a Vlad, you have to pay the Tamei Vlad to the husband. So if there's a husband there, the money goes to him. If there's no husband, you don't have to pay it. You put it completely. So it's a b'kitz, it's a machlekes of Chizda and Rabbi in the case where the husband died first. And now somebody hits a pregnant lady and the Vlad came out. Do you have to pay her the money? Or else, no, you put it completely. This Gemara says, Meisa Abakasha. It says, Hiku es Isha. Someone hit this pregnant lady. V'yotzi yiladeho. Noitzen you have to pay Nezek v'tzal Isha. Pshita, the Nezek you did to her and the pain goes to her. Udumei v'lodes labal. And the domim, how much the kid is worth, that you have to pay to the husband. Eina bal, let's say the husband is not around. is Noisin Liyosh, he died, Noisin Liyosh, we give it to the sons, to the father's Yoshim. Eino Isha, let's say the Isha's not around, she died, so what do you do with the money of the Nezik of the Tsar? Noisin Liyosh, you give it to her Yoshim. Hoisa Shivcha, let's say she was a Shivcha. Vinishtachu, she became freed. Oy Giyoris, and then it says, Zocha. That she's Zocha. So Rashi says, Zocha means Achayvu B'masha B'yodoy. V'yafidu L'yacha Misa Sager Chovu Bo, Zocha Bo. Mashma Zocha, he has the right to keep it. So it says Zocha, so Poshta means to say that you're potter. That if you hit this pregnant lady, and the husband died already, so you're potter from paying her. So what's a kasha on Rabba? So Gemara says, Amri, I'll tell you, O miyadifu mimathnisin, is this price any more of a kasha than our Mishnah? The Akim that we said Pshan our Mishnah is, Shechovu bo b'chayi hager, O meisager, that the Mishnah is talking about only when you hit the pregnant lady when the husband was still alive, the ger was still alive. So at that time, the money is supposed to go to the ger. And then the ger died, that's why you put her. So Hokinami, the same case in this price also. We're talking about Shechovu bo b'chayi hager. When you hit her, she still had a husband. The ger was still alive. Therefore, the money is supposed to go to the ger. And then, umeisa ger, then the ger died. So that's why the mazik has the right to keep the money. Because who should he pay it to now? The ger died. There's no yoshim here. Therefore, you have a right to keep it. But maybe, like Rabbi says, if you hit the pregnant lady, like after the husband died first, and now you hit her. So there's no husband around. It could be the money's supposed to go to her, that she gets the money. The boy's same with another terrorist could be like this. I'll tell you, no, it could be you hit her, li'acha misa seger. Maybe true, you hit her after the husband died. That's when you hit her first.